This is a dynamic production podcast for selling with the system for IPAs. Here is your host, Todd Schaefer.
Well, here's what's important. Do you see the big green chart bar there? And it's at 7. That's a big one. Now, let me explain to you what ask success is so you know how you're getting count. And these are the terms and the conditions that we all must agree to within this process in order to be able to effectively communicate with one another and have a path, a plan, a strategy for achieving your desired results. So ask success is one of three things. Go ahead and write them down. One, it's going to be you getting to that X date.
Okay.
Two, it's going to be you getting to the fact finder. Mm-hmm. Or three, if you set an appointment. Now, our primary goal is going to be those X dates into those fact finders. Agreed?
Yes.
All right. Now, just to be clear, this is cold call activity that you're tracking. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what the system is designed to do, I was thinking about this just yesterday. It's designed to support you, not give you one more thing to do. It's designed to make you successful. Now, I wouldn't expect you to fully understand this system coming out of the gate, but if what I'm seeing is true, that is a phenomenal start. So what I want to do is verify what is actually going on. So first and foremost, in the scorecard menu to the right, do you see where it says call log?
Yes.
Click there. And now it shows up underneath the chart.
Right.
Now, do you see those yellow buttons? By the way, don't ever click on those unless you want to delete that step. Okay? So let's go down, and there's ID numbers on the right. And do you see the fourth one down? It says 256-529. And the first one says return call. What that says to me is that you called somebody and they called you back saying, I missed a call from you.
Yeah.
Excellent. For you to know to do that.
We're trying.
No, that makes you the bomb in my eyes. That is really, really good, Anna.
Okay.
So here's, now we can follow this conversation, you guys. She clicked return call, and then she clicked ask, which is where she said, well, the reason I called is because I'm an insurance professional with State Farm, and I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rate you're paying with the insurance. And he said he is happy. So she said, cool. Great. Awesome. And then she said, before I go, can I ask you one quick question? And he must have said, sure, because you went to the checkmate question. Checkmate close, bam, X date. Is that what happened in that call?
Yes.
Excellent. Was it a quality X date?
It was.
Nice. Now, I didn't expect you to get here that fast, but I definitely want to get you guys quoting opportunities on a daily basis, okay? So let's go down to two below that. And did we all see that she confirmed, open, disarmed, asked, they said happy, reject your protection, checkmate, question, and they shut you down right there. Okay, no biggie. Now, was it a mean shutdown, or were they just like, you know what, I'm really happy with where I'm at. I've been there for a long time. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, just declined to go anywhere.
All right, good. Let's scroll down to the next big one. So ID, and we'll just look at the last three. It's 495. Exact same situation. Now go down to 481. All right. Is it just me, or is Anna everybody's hero?
No.
Look at 481. Confirm, opening, disarm, ask, happy, rejection, protection, checkmate, question, checkmate, close, X date into a fact finder, which means that you were quoting business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
On one of your first days of cold calling. All right, I gotta ask, what was the experience like for you?
It kind of feels, since we're following the process, it gets, you start getting comfortable with the asking, where it just feels, you don't feel so awkward anymore. Because everything they're responding to you, you're just following the process and it makes sense.
So that's what I was just going to ask. So you're already identifying with the purpose of each step.
Right.
Excellent. Let's all give her a round of applause. Was that a quality quoting opportunity?
Yeah.
Let me ask this. How many household quotes did you get last week?
I did 16 on between, I think, when was it that we spoke to you that you told us to do the 15?
All right. One of the most important things for this to work for all of you is what I call expectancy. Meaning that if you tell yourself, hey, I got to make calls, and you're thinking, woohoo, I can't wait. It doesn't work that way, does it? It's more like, oh, gosh, oh, man. But when we can assign a level of expectancy to that effort, meaning that you're thinking, well, if I just jump on the phone, I'm probably going to create a quote opportunity. And that expectancy's there versus, I don't know why I'm doing this, it isn't working. You've already proved to yourself it works. Agreed? Were you at all surprised?
I was. Yeah, seeing that it actually works.
And let me tell you how often you got there so that you can see how truly amazing you are. But scroll up to the top. Click on Success Rate Daily. On the 25th, you see that purple? 50% of your calls resulted in a quote. Let me actually clarify. 50% of your ask. And with that success rate comes expectancy. You can't buy expectancy. In order for expectancy to be there, you must make the effort and be rewarded. If there is no reward, expectancy will wear off. Attitude will die. And you'll quit doing the very thing that might potentially make you successful. It has to be there as an ingredient to motivation. Did you tell Rich what you've done?
We haven't really gotten to speak to him. He's been out.
Well, he's going to hear from me. He's going to hear from me. That's fantastic. So let's check the rest of you. Who wants to go next? Diana? All right, click Diana at the top. You guys are proving something very important. And that's with quality processes, all people can succeed. And I'm just curious, if this process, within a minimum amount of time, allows you to create, say, 1 to 4 quoting opportunities per day of calling, would that bode well for you?
Yes.
All right. Exactly what's going to happen. So I'm logged in under Diane. All right, Diana. Now, I'm going to show you guys something very important that most people will not talk to you about. And that's called performance. So if you have two team members that both sell, say, 100 life policies in a year, State Farm sends you on a trip. And when you get there, they say, please stand up and come up. And they walk you across the stage and everybody just stands cheering. Woo, yeah, oh my gosh, they are amazing. Because both sold 100 life policies. Would it make sense to want to know how many people each of those people asked to get those 100 life?
Yeah.
So if one person asked 500 people and got 100 life apps sold, and another person asked 2,500, Would you agree that there is a difference there?
Yeah.
You can tell me if I'm wrong. Nobody gets these level of results winging it.
Right.
Nobody. So click call log. Are you... See the third one down? Opening. So when we see opening and I see confirm, that tells me you're being thoughtful of if you open or confirm. Now, so that person to me would have said, hi, this is Todd. And you said, hi, this is Diana calling. Then you greeted. Then you disarmed. Then you asked. They said they're not happy. Now, that's beautiful. What I like about not happy is it's pretty much a slam dunk opportunity. So we'll come back and address that one. So let's scroll down to the next one. And it's way down there a little bit. And that last three is 531. So that one was just an X date, but still not bad. There is a thing called cause and effect. Meaning that what we do in one step is going to affect the upcoming steps. And really what this process is designed to do, and you can confirm if you think it's what's happening, is it's designed to mold the conversation into the type of conversation that you want to have so it's pleasant for both parties. That's what all, like, hello, Diana? All that matters. So that is fantastic too. Round of applause for Diana. Performance is where we get expectancy. And if you are thinking, this really works, I can create opportunities. And if once these one of these quotes becomes sales and you get rewarded monetarily for it and you start doing math and you think, well, wait a minute. When I'm on the phone, I'm making an extra $20 an hour. And when I'm not on the phone, I'm not making that money. So that then knowledge starts to affect your choices. And as a result, you start getting more activity and all of a sudden you're on the leaderboard and you're like, everybody's saying, how are you doing it? And you're like, where there is activity, there is success. And now the person's sitting there scratching their head thinking, well, we get the activity, but we're not nearly doing what you're doing. And then you tell them people don't produce results, processes do.
Right.
And they tell you, ha. Huh, I'll show you, and they never do, and you never hear from them. They just disappear. Because it's true. People do not produce results. We fuel the process, but it's the process producing the result.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Anika. You guys give me so much hope. That's no joke. For 20 years, I've been trying to tell people, you'd be amazed at what you could do with well-defined processes and your willingness to use them.
Right.
No one has come out of the gate this fast. So once again, do we see green bars? 7. That's excellent. Ask are the number one secret to your sales success. You put up 7 ask every day, you'll be writing so much business, you'll tell Rich what's going on. I'm coming in when I feel like it. I'm leaving when I feel like it, and we need to renegotiate my contract. That's the power of performance.
Right.
Click ask success at the bottom. Are you kidding me? I can't even believe my eyes, and I'm not even joking with you guys. I'm touched, I'm inspired, and I'm extremely happy for you. But again, the reason I keep verifying this, because I don't believe in false data.
Right.
I want it to be real. Because if I go to the person down the street that's hopeful of doing the same so that they might be able to do something great for themselves and their families, I want to be able to deliver them a process that allows that hope to become real.
Right.
So let's see if what we're seeing here is real. Click call log. So go down to 525. Do you see that appointment ask and then appointment scheduled and appointment set? That's what got you that ask success. Okay. So they said they were neutral and it sounds like they might have been busy. So you went into asking for an appointment. Is that what happened? All right, good. So let's go to the one just below that. Fantastic. Look at all those steps. So let's take confirm opening. No greet. So you went with this arm. So that means they maybe weren't that pleasant, or they were kind of gun shy. But you did make it to an X date and to a fact finder. But again, here's what matters to me. Are these real results, Onika?
Yeah.
Now, my next question to you is, are those quality X dates? I mean, quality fact finders?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any potential of them becoming business?
Yeah. I got two.
So, does Gina make calls?
Yeah, I made calls the first day, I think.
Okay, well, let's log out, log in underneath you, and then I'll give you guys my assessment and a hopefully a plan of action. Okay, yes, you had 5 ask on a 26. Good. So let's click ask success at the bottom of that chart. Are you guys sure you're not fudging these numbers?
No.
Do you find it at all interesting that you are all working the exact same process and achieving the exact same performance?
Yeah.
Click on success rate daily. And in terms of performance, Gina, you win. I'm so shocked, I can hardly speak. I would say aspire to consistency, you guys. I would want to see a green bar every day on that chart. How's that sound?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a lot, but it has to be consistent, because consistency ultimately adds up to a lot. So how about 15 cold call dials each a day?
That's fine. Yeah.
If you want to do more, you can.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll start there. And I guess, do you have any questions for me before I go? All right.
We're fine.
I think next week when we listen to Backfinders, that's going to be massively helpful. And if for some crazy reason I forget, just remind me that that's the agenda, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Bye.